Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. A busy Tuesday night in front of us. The NHL regular season starts tonight. Yeah, it is. Maybe you didn't know that, but now you do. The Major League Baseball postseason, it continues on. We had one beatdown earlier today. The Astros smacking the Twins 9-1. They're one win away. Houston is away from the American League Championship Series. And we got another beatdown tonight. The other Texas team, the Texas Rangers, smacking up the Orioles 7-1. Texas is trying to stamp its way to the American League Championship Series. They are trying to do it tonight. The Orioles in danger of being swept unless somehow, some way, they could come up with at minimum, 7 runs. Let's see if they could do it. It's the end of the sixth, and they're running out of time, and so is their season. We have so much more to get into. Unfortunately, we got more injury news here in the NFL. We got news on Justin Jefferson being out. He's going on injured reserve. We got coaches on the hot seat. I know a lot of people talking about Bill Belichick and what his future holds with the New England Patriots. Josh McDaniels, even after a victory last night, he leaves people shaking their heads when it comes down to the Raiders. We got Travis Kelce. He's dealing with an ankle injury, but he also has to deal with Aaron Rodgers challenging him to a vaccination debate. Is Aaron Rodgers stuck in the year 2020? Like, what are we doing here? It's 2023. Like, come on, get over it. The Miami Dolphins missing a big piece and surprise part of their offense. Devon Achain looks like he's going to be out at minimum a month. Anthony Davis, for all my NBA fans out there or Laker fans, Anthony Davis is being asked to do a whole hell of a lot. Is he going to live up to it? His coach is saying, I want him shooting threes. LeBron is saying he's the face of the franchise. What do you believe? I have no idea. Travis Hunter looks like he might be returning for Colorado. We just got a lot going on. Here's the deal. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you would know all of this already. It's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And if you want to holler at me on the phone lines, this is your show. I'm just sitting around having me a good damn time. We got enough idiots screaming and yelling about all types of crap. If you want to talk to me and I talk back to you, hopefully it makes sense. The number's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, how are you this Tuesday evening in October?
I'm doing good, Jared. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm good. I don't think my friends and my family up in Minneapolis, St. Paul are good. I don't think my friends in the state of Minnesota are good, because they getting hit with a little bit of a double whammy tonight. First of all, I told you about the Houston Astros smashing the Twins 9-1 earlier today. Houston now leads their divisional matchup 2-1. The Houston Astros are again one victory away from going on to another American League Championship Series. And at this point, for the past several years, it just feels like a birthright for the Houston Astros. And I know a lot of people can't stand them. A lot of people can't deal with them banging on trash cans, cheating. At least they got Dusty Baker. That takes some of the stench off of the Houston Astros, but you can't take away from what they've done on the field. And today, absolutely ridiculous. I told you they beat the Twins 9-1. They had a four-run first inning. Jose Abreu, who I'm still getting used to seeing in his Astros threads. I'm used to seeing him with the Chicago White Sox. This man had two home runs. He had a three-run home run in the first. And then I don't even know if you want to call this insurance. He hit another home run in the ninth. A two-run home run. This is courtesy of the Astros Radio Network. Listen to it.
1-0, and that is hammered deep to left field. Kiss it goodbye. Second home run of the day for Jose Abreu. This one's a two-run shot. He's driven in five. Astros lead is 9-1.
Jose Abreu is just so cool, man. He don't do nothing. He doesn't say anything. Most people have probably never even heard the guy speak. He shows up, he hits home runs, and he leaves. And now he has the benefit of actually doing it for a franchise that's competing for a championship and not wasting away his time and his talents, I'm sorry, with the Chicago White Sox. Anyway, Jose Abreu wasn't the only dude to get busy tonight for the Houston Astros. Yordan Alvarez hit a home run. He's been getting busy too. His fourth home run in three games. Alex Bregman hit a home run. And it's not just all about the home runs, right? Right? The Twins only scored one run. So who do you have to give some credit to? How about their starter, Christian Javier? 9 strikeouts and 5 innings pitched. Now, I hate the idea of only pitching 5 innings. Give me 6, give me 7, give me 9-9. But I understand baseball is in a new place right now. And Dusty Baker, I hate to call this guy the deodorant for the Houston Astros, but he is. Dusty Baker, he talked about Christian Javier tonight. Take a listen to this good man.
Dusty, can you talk about Javier's outing today? Your thoughts on Javier?
Yeah, he was good. He was very good. He had a good breaking ball. Maldi directed him through the game, and that, put speed on his fastball if you're getting that breaking ball over the plate. And, that was much needed from us. The runs that we got for him and for us are much needed. You'd like to see your offense, clicking like that, especially against a quality pitcher like Sonny Gray. Sonny wasn't. We saw him in April, and, I think we saw him in May again, but he wasn't as sharp, with his fastball or his control as he was back then. So, we just took advantage of that, and, we got some hits when we needed.
Man, Dusty Baker is so, he's like talking to your grandpa. Houston Astros couldn't have done a better job putting in a manager to help lead the way and and I don't want to say clean up the mess, but to represent the franchise after all the scandal, because just Dusty Baker is easy to root for, man. We heard it last week. Carlos Correa, who now plays on the Minnesota Twins, and now Carlos Correa is going to have plenty of time to explore Minnesota in the winter. I don't think he will. I think he'll be back in Puerto Rico somewhere. But the fact is, this man, Carlos Correa, was talking about how much of a father figure Dusty Baker was and still is to him. He said, we'll have to put that away for a few days, at least for this series. Well, he only may have to put that away for one more day because Game 4 is going to take place tomorrow. And the Houston Astros, I told you, have a chance to advance to the American League Championship Series. In Minnesota, the Twins, they go home. I don't know who expected them to beat Houston, maybe only a couple of their fans, but this is about to be a wrap. And then speaking of another wrap, we might be looking at an all-Texas American League Championship Series, because right now, Nathan Eovaldi steps off of the mound for the Texas Rangers, and the Rangers still lead this game, this series, 7-1. They're in the middle of the seventh, and it looks like the Baltimore Orioles will be going home tonight. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on, but I got to get this out the way. Speaking of Minnesota being in a place to be eliminated, sorry, I don't mean to pile on, but I'm just stating the facts here. Justin Jefferson is out. Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings, someone who boldly proclaimed that he was looking for 2,000 yards receiving this season. Justin Jefferson is gone. He's on injured reserve. He's going to miss the next four games at minimum with a hamstring injury. Justin Jefferson, they just played. The Vikings did. The Chiefs, they lost 27-20. They got the Bears up next, but he is going to be gone for the foreseeable future. And Justin Jefferson, let's be real, he is the most important player on the Minnesota Vikings. He is the Minnesota Vikings offense. And now I understand you're going to have guys like TJ Hockenson step up, just got a new contract after being traded last year. They have Jordan Addison as a rookie wide receiver. He's going to get a lot of targets. KJ Osborne is going to get an opportunity. But I'm afraid that the Minnesota Vikings, who are 1-4, the only team they beat, the unbeaten Carolina Panthers, this season for Minnesota is going to continue to go down the tubes. You only won one game with Justin Jefferson. What the hell are you going to do without this man? Heading into this game, knowing that he didn't even complete the last game against the Chiefs, he was already third in receiving yards. In the first 3 weeks of the NFL season, he had more receiving yards than anyone to start off in NFL history. And so was he still on pace for 2,000 yards? I don't think so, but he probably would have pushed it, especially knowing that these Minnesota Vikings, they ain't winning nothing. They're going to be playing from behind the majority of these games. And so what happens when you play from behind? You air the ball up. Kirk Cousins would be throwing that rock to Justin Jefferson, except for we won't see that at minimum for the next 4 weeks. If anybody ends up with a 2,000-yard receiving season, it ain't going to be Justin Jefferson. You might want to turn your attention to, I don't know, let's say a Tyreek Hill. And so this sucks. My apologies to everybody out in St. Paul, in Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, the land of 1,000 lakes, Minnesota. You got a double whammy today. And sometimes that's how it goes. Looks like the Twins are going to be cooked. And this man, Justin Jefferson, his hamstring is cooked as well. He's on injured reserve. He's going to be missing the next month. Stinks. Sorry. I still love Minnesota, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Just getting started. Just getting warmed up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Vince, He's calling from Houston, Texas. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Vince?
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. I'm good. Hey, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. And, you know, I love hearing national sports talk radio hosts talking about Houston sports. It doesn't happen that often, but now that the Astros have been good for a little, you know, a little while, it happens more often for them. But it's like every single time someone talks about the Astros, it's like, but the cheating scandal, but always talking about cheating, the cheating scandal. And it's just kind of like, what's the statute of limitations on that? When do you think that you'll be able to come on the radio, talk about the Astros without it being like, you know, I know people can't stand the Astros, or, you know, when do you think you'll be able to talk about the Astros without it being, you know, overshadowed by what happened in 2017?
Never.
Never.
I mean, that's what exists. When will I be able to talk about Mark McGwire without roids? When am I able to talk about Bill Belichick without a Spygate? It's like, it's never. I can't talk about, what's this guy's name? I can't talk about Lance Armstrong, unfortunately, and not talk about how he bullied his teammates and threatened their livelihoods to go ahead and cheat. And so, look, the Astros, I'm not taking away what they have done, especially recently as a franchise. You're not this good without talent. We see what their talent does. They got Hall of Fame talent. That doesn't take away that the edge that they got. And so, hey, man, it's a part of life. I just accept it and suck it up and keep it moving.
You don't think when all of the members of that team are gone, maybe when Bregman and Altuve finally move on, you don't think a whole new squad will wipe that slate clean?
No, because, I mean, if I'm going to – and I'm speaking for myself. If I'm going to go ahead and refer to a particular team in a particular era, yeah, that's going to have to deal with that. You know, if I'm going to talk about the New York Yankees now and today – there's not going to be a reference to an A-Roid or a Jason Giambi, but if I'm certainly going to go back 15 years and talk about them, that, you know, Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, then that's certainly something worth mentioning, yes.
I got you. All righty. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, JR.
No doubt, Vince. Listen, man, enjoy the ride. Who cares what I think, right?
I hear you.
So I feel. Thank you, Vince, for calling from Houston. Yeah, Matt, that certain things you don't shake, man. You don't. Like, that's a part of what it is. And so, yeah, of course, when Altuve is gone and you have Correa gone and Cora is gone, and we can go down the list of guys who are gone, but it's not going to change what was. Can't change that. I mean, Carlos Beltran is still feeling it. There's a reason why Carlos Beltran isn't running around as a manager right now. There's a reason that Cora had to, quote-unquote, have a gap year and get the boot. The ramifications are still there. We can talk about 5 and 6 years ago, but man, that's still alive and well. And so, yeah, let these Houston Astros go through another era. But the reality is, when they go through that era, man, they're probably going to have to do some losing before they end up with some more success. That's just the way it is. But who cares? You're on top. You're winning. It looks like you're going to another ALCS. It looks like you have another great chance to go to another World Series. Who cares what outsiders think, man? And enjoy it. Who cares about respect if you out there winning? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, someone who, he might be looking for some respect. I don't know if he's a winner yet. I know in the postseason he's a loser. It's Dak Prescott. We saw this man get annihilated on Sunday Night Football. And the owner, the guy writing checks, Jerry Jones, he is still showing Dak some love. Some high praise, a lot of confidence in Dak. Is it justified? I'm not so sure. We're going to hear from the great Jerry Jones on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Just getting warmed up. Don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. J. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, so wild things right now. It's the top of the eighth. Texas, the Rangers still lead Baltimore 7-1. Before we went to break, I told you it's typically not always cold, but it get real cold in St. Paul and Minneapolis, and it ain't feeling it right now because the Minnesota Twins are loss away from being eliminated from in the postseason by the Astros, and then they learned today that Justin Jefferson, he has a hamstring issue. He's going to be out at minimum for the next 4 weeks. He's going to go on injured reserve. No 2,000-yard receiving season for him unless he comes back and just absolutely loses his mind. And the Minnesota Vikings are going nowhere, especially now with Justin Jefferson out. And this was fool's gold last year. Minnesota Vikings might have gone 13-4. They've already equaled their loss total from last year. Four losses last year, four losses this year. But they weren't going nowhere, man. They gave up all these points last year in the air. Gave up all the yards in the air. So many tight games this year. It ain't going their way. And then Kirk Cousins is going to be a free agent as well. They got a lot of suffering standing in front of them. So Justin Jefferson is out. But I do want to talk positively about someone. And he ain't have the best of games. I'm talking about Dak Prescott. We saw what just took place Sunday Night Football. Dak Prescott got interceptions for everybody. Interception here, interception there, interception there. And the 49ers smashed the Cowboys 42-10. And we know Dak and these 49ers, they've been oil and water. A matter of fact, I can't call it oil and water. The 49ers have just whooped their ass. That's it. Past two seasons, the 49ers have kicked them out of the postseason, divisional round, wild card round. And it ain't getting no better, to be honest here, okay? But Jerry Jones, the man who writes the checks, the man who does more talking than any owner anywhere, he was on 105.3 The Fan, and he said, you know what? I don't care what anybody says about Dak. I still believe Dak can win us a Super Bowl. Listen to Jerry Jones.
Dak Prescott is a quarterback that can get us to the Super Bowl. That's the way that's going to be. We have other quarterbacks on that roster and players that certainly, if something should happen to Dak, but I want to be real clear, Dak's very capable of making this team be where we want it to go.
Shep, what happened? Did Jerry Jones take his medicine this morning? What happened to him?
He's trying to justify the extension. That's all that is, JR. It's just PR.
But he even the tone and the power in his voice sounds better. Like, let's listen to him again. Listen to the strength in his voice.
Dak Prescott is a quarterback that can get us to the Super Bowl. That's the way that's going to be. We have other quarterbacks on that roster and players that certainly, if something should happen to Dak, but I want to be real clear, Dak's very capable of making this team be where we want it to go.
He sounds like he has some coffee. Now, doesn't he sound a little different, or is it just me?
Sounds like an idiot.
Well, damn.
I mean, does his voice sound a little more? You thought, JR.
This man's a multi-billionaire. Well, he built the Dallas Cowboys into the most valuable sports franchise. Right? He can't be that stupid.
He got in at the right time. He was very lucky. He lucked out with Jimmy Johnson as his head coach early on.
Yeah,
Switzer then
won it
with your. We all know that. I get that. But, JR, just show some humility. Just say you were wrong when you said the Super Bowl to getting there from the NFC is going to go through you. It's not going to go through you. When you got a team in your own division that looks significantly better than you through the first five
Eagles.
Games, just admit it. Yeah, the Eagles, everyone knows that, right? JR, just admit you were wrong. Just admit that you didn't belong on the same football field as the 49ers, and Dak Prescott is never going to be that guy that's going to get you to the promised land. And Jerry can do that, by the way, because the only guy he reports to is himself. And it's not like Dak Prescott is going to be great anytime soon. So just say Dak wasn't good enough. Instead, he just sells this false set of hope and these ill set of beans to people that you know.
Cowboys fans?
Yeah. And right, we know Cowboys fans like to travel, but I'm sick and tired of Jerry Jones coming out and not telling us the truth and trying to sell us a hill of beans that make no sense to anybody and their mother.
What? Who in charge of anything tells the truth?
Mark Cuban? Phil Knight? Not James Dolan. Mickey Arison? I would say Gregory Holt when he owned the Spurs. Al Davis always told the truth. Wellington Mara always tell the truth. I mean, there's a lot of owners. Steinbrenner was the ultimate truth teller, sometimes to a fault.
The man got suspended from baseball for trying to destroy Dave Winfield.
Well, then he listened to Gene Michael, and we all know four World Series in 5 years.
He got suspended.
He learned later on in life. Right.
How many of those people outside of the Yankees have the most valuable sports franchise on earth?
You know what? They were America's team long before Jerry Jones got there. You should be thanking the late great Gil Brandt for that franchise valuation.
We can go back to Mr. America and all of that. You don't raise the value. I mean, there's two things here. When it comes to running a football team, he can't get out of his damn way. And I understand that. It's PR. It's feeding PR. But when it comes to making money, like, it's not an accident where this team has grown. It's not. Over the past 30 years, from a business perspective, that's not by accident. That is brilliant marketing and branding. And he has talked them up. He has. And he has built them up in legacy, America. That's not by accident.
JR.
That he deserves credit for.
You documented so well the plight of Michael Jordan, not as a player but as an owner. He sold his team for $3 billion. It was more than three times what he bought it for. And he was one of the worst owners in the history of professional sports. By virtue of just being an owner in professional sports, the net worth you're going to have is going to jump exponentially, especially when you have owned a team for the last 30 years, last 30 plus years, in the case of Jerry Jones. It has nothing to do with the brilliance of Jerry Jones.
No.
Every NFL owner tenfold in terms of worth for their franchise, just for owning
every
it.
Every NFL owner. But to sit on the top of the mountain, the top of the heap, the Dallas Cowboys have developed their business in a way that other teams haven't. Owning a professional sports franchise, it's not just the NFL. It's lucrative. It is, without a shadow of a doubt. And a lot of that has to do with television rights. A lot of what the Dallas Cowboys have done in addition, from branding the team, from being able to build a small city in Frisco, Texas, surrounding the team, to go ahead and build a practice field that is utilized by local teams. The Dallas Cowboys have a whole city dedicated out in Frisco that might as well be called Dallas Cowboysville. They have that giant, stupid spaceship that I absolutely hate going to in the middle of Arlington called AT&T Stadium that this man also goes out there and operates. He was able to go ahead and have a partnership with the New York Yankees called Legends Hospitality, where they wanted to go ahead and start serving food and meals and taking care of just hospitality needs and suites. It's stadiums all across the country. He was influential in putting up SoFi Stadium. And I know a lot of people, all my friends in St. Louis, don't want to hear this. He was influential in kind of pushing forward. Hey, let's get them to hell up one out of St. Louis. Let's get them to L.A. so we have two teams in the market there so we can make more money. Jerry Jones might not be able to get out of his own way when it comes to owning or not owning, when it comes to running the football operations of the Cowboys. But when it comes to business and being shrewd and marketing and branding, it's not an accident. Yes, the valuation would have certainly gone up by any means. But to be the most valuable sports franchise on earth, that doesn't happen by accident. That could have easily still been, I don't know, Barcelona or the New York Yankees. The fact that a team in Dallas, a football squad, in North American sports is like a number one is just absolutely ridiculous. And a man might be old, he might be nuts, but he is certainly an excellent salesman for what the squad has been able to do.
Yep.
And just moving forward, that's a fact.
And a tremendously well-spoken individual that I know heeds all kinds of wisdom. Every time that he emanates anything out of his mouth, JR, he really had the Kaepernick thing right, too.
That doesn't have anything to do with nothing.
JR, he's the luckiest guy in the history of sports. You and I both know it. He lucked into Troy Aikman. He lucked into the playmaker.
There is no luck involved in what he's been able to do business-wise. The Dallas Cowboys can be a franchise right now that is, I don't know, they're akin to being a middle-of-the-road, middle-of-the-pack. And when I say only worth a $6 billion franchise just because in the NFL, it's a possibility. What he has done to brand the team and keep people talking about the team, whether it's for disaster or good, you can't just package that, sell it, and call it luck. There's intention there with what he's done business-wise away from football operations. And look, they could be a middling team and just exist. They're more than just a middling team. There's a lot of teams in the NFL that wish, absolutely wish, they had the reach that the Dallas Cowboys have from a business perspective. That you can't dispute, man. He runs an operation. It is not a joke. He may run the crap out of a football team because he can't get out of his way. But when it comes to business, he's more clever than you might give him credit
JR,
for.
Just very quickly.
Yes?
Everything you're saying is 1,000% accurate. But your show is so unique because you speak to so many fans more than probably any other national show there is. Let's just be real about that. Do you think 99.9% of Cowboys fans say to themselves, "Aw, damn it, we missed another NFC title game for now the 28th season and counting. It's going to be 29 come 5 months from now. But it's okay because Jerry Jones is a very astute and discerning business person."
What does that? What does one have to do with the other?
Well, you get what I'm like. That's
no, but that's but Shep, that's yeah. that's the point.
People can't stand Jerry Jones, and it's because he's turned the Dallas Cowboys into a state of complete mediocrity. And even when they're good, they suck. So I get what you're saying, but JR, don't you think most fans only concentrate on what the Dallas Cowboys do when it comes to the months of January and February, which they've been non-existent in for the last 27 years?
That kind of lends to my point. We're talking about two different things here. You talked about how the man is lucky for what he has, et cetera. And I'm not talking about the football operations. I've talked forever about how he cannot get out of his own way. And they're going to be an interesting case study when he's not running the team and what his son Steven decides to do with it. Is he going to follow in his dad's footsteps and run it? Maybe not. He's probably going to say, "Oh, well, crap, I'm going to hire somebody. Maybe I hang upstairs." I have no idea. But to talk about the franchise in totality, one of the things that Jerry Jones has done an excellent job about, it doesn't matter how the fans feel about him. There's always hope. The building is always packed. That's the point. That's it. I'm not thinking about this from no Cowboys fan perspective. I'm not going to call them suckers. But if you talk to enough of the fans, there's an enthusiasm about, "Hey, we're here." That, my man, is called marketing. Whether the fans or the Cowboys fans realize it or not, I'm not disputing what they've done on the football field. But in a whole, man, Jerry Jones, he ain't no dummy. Not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, he's selling a bill of goods, letting everybody know he thinks Dak can go to the Super Bowl. Well, what else he's going to say? You got to pay this man a $40 million a year. He can't necessarily just pull the rug out from underneath him right now. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. Pretty hilarious that the Cowboys, actually the players, the Cowboys players, 49ers players, they beefing right now. They're beefing over T-shirts and all types of wild things. I'll explain, plus your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's always a pleasure to hear you because you know your product. You really do a great job by not distorting what the callers are saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I mean, this other baseball game just ain't going to end, is it? Texas Rangers lead Baltimore 7-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning with two outs. Texas is trying to put some, I don't even want to call it insurance at this point. They're trying to embarrass the Orioles some more. And, he's safe at first. So, yeah, maybe Texas gets a two-out run here. But it ain't looking good. Baltimore about to go home unless they have some type of miraculous comeback. We'll keep you up to the game. We'll keep you up to date on the game as it continues on. You know, before we went to break, we talked about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Jerry Jones sharing and showcasing his belief still in Dak Prescott. The Dallas Cowboys are 3-2. They got their work cut out for them the rest of the season. They're probably going to have to make the playoffs as a wild card, especially given the strength of the Philadelphia Eagles. And somehow, someway, the 49ers wanted to rub it in, especially the victory. I mean, we saw Kittle in his three touchdowns, and at one point in time, he lifted up his shirt, and he showed everybody, he had a T-shirt on that basically said, you know, F Dallas. And a lot of people got to talking about the shirt and why he was doing it. Michael Parsons wasn't happy. First of all, let's listen to George Kittle on KNBR explain why he wore the shirt. Listen to this.
So I had the shirts made on Monday from one of my buddies I met on social media, Alex Tran. And, yeah. He had them made for me, had them delivered for all the tight ends. I think I was the only one that wore it, but it's just for the mindset of the week. And, you know, I don't know if I could be any more – I think Dallas is a wonderful organization. They won a ton of Super Bowls, and I respect the hell out of them and their players. And you could go back to every media thing I've ever said about the Dallas Cowboys. And I always talk about very nice and very respectful. And I'm not lying either. They're a very good football team. And I bet you if we played today, I bet you the score would be different. I still believe that the Niners will win, but I don't know if it'd be win by 30. But at the end of the day, it's the Niners versus the Cowboys. It's historic. I'm pulling from, you know, that. I always try to say this, you know, we stand on the shoulders of those that came before us. And the 49ers in the 80s and 90s, they won a lot of football games, and we stand on those shoulders, and you see those Super Bowl trophies every single day. It's fun to channel that energy once in a while. And so that's all I was doing. I had some fun with it. Do I regret anything? No, not at all, and I'll do it again. And if I would have scored zero touchdowns, I would have shown the shirt regardless because hey. I love the Niners, and I love being a part of this organization.
Okay, all right. See, wear an F Dallas shirt? Okay. I don't know if it all adds up to me. It seems like a little much, but what do I know? Michael Parsons didn't appreciate it. Michael Parsons, he was on his show The Edge, and he was just like, man, why are you making this personal for? Listen.
George Kittle had three touchdowns on us, and he posted this thing to IG. He said, F Dallas. I just feel like he's making it way more personal than it had to be. Kittle's my guy, but I'm going to say this. Laugh now, cry later. We got something for that. Just trust. If we see them again, just trust. And we're going to put it just like that. I ain't going to put too much on it. You're going to make it personal? We can make it personal. That's cool.
Yeah, Deebo Samuel, he responded to Michael Parsons, and he's just like, hey, be careful what you ask for. If we see you again, the beatdown might be worse. So it's just a lot of talking here for, I don't know. Dallas Cowboys haven't beat them. Like do something first. But then, I mean, why are you being a troll if you're George Kittle? I wouldn't go that far to be a troll. F Dallas? Like, come on, man. You can do better than that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Church is calling from Grand Rapids up in Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Church?
Hey, how you doing? First
time. I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm great. First time caller, long time listener, and I want to thank you for letting me use your platform to tell all the Lions fans, stay humble, because they're drinking a lot of the juice, and it's making them think that we're better than what we are, and I'm not saying we're not or saying we are. Just stay humble, ride the wave, because they're now their heads are swelling. You're seeing all type of closet fans coming out of everywhere, wearing all type of Lions gear, and they're putting too much on it. I've been a fan since 78. I've seen way more lows than highs. I'm happy that we're doing good this year, but I want all the Lions fans that's listening, stay humble. And I want to get your opinion, JR.
Wait a minute. Do you feel the Lions fans are, I mean, you up in Michigan. You think the Lions fans are doing too much right now?
Yes. They think we're going to win the Super Bowl. It's levels to this. We haven't hit that last level yet. Yeah, we look like a real good team. I think we look real good. I think we had one hiccup with Seattle, but other than that, we looked good in every other game. But I do think that they're getting too far ahead of themselves. And they're like, stay humble, slow down, ride the wave game by game. Don't look too far into the tunnel, because you might catch that train too quick and get ran over, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, Church, I would agree with you. And I want fans of the Detroit Lions. I mean, how much have they had to celebrate? I mean, the answer is like basically nothing.
Yeah.
And so when you got a little bit of success, you should enjoy it. This is the
– Well, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I just want to enjoy it week by week, because you don't win the championship week by week. You win games week by week. You might win your division over the season, but don't get too far ahead. Like, I'm a barber, right? And you can't imagine the conversations I hear in the barbershop.
Oh, my God.
That's where we won
Super
the
Bowl
already.
Oh, yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You work in a barbershop. I know what they're saying in there. Super Bowl and, yeah, I know that. Yeah, man, I agree with you 100%. Is there a chance that the Detroit Lions can shock everyone and go on an upset and go to the Super Bowl? Yes, it exists. Is it likely? Yeah. No, it's not likely. For the reason that you just said, there are levels to this. The first thing that they need to do is go to the postseason. The next thing that they need to do, typically outside of that, is be competitive in the postseason and just go on a run. Most teams, and I say this all the time in professional sports, I don't care what sport it is, a team that's going on a run that hasn't felt it before typically has to get punched in the mouth before they come back and really taste glory. And so the Detroit Lions, if they can shock the living hell out of everybody, then God bless them. But I don't find it to be likely. Hey, Church, thank you for calling up, man. I got to hit the break.
All right. Thank you.
No doubt about it. I agree. Like, look, I think it would be an amazing story if these Lions just went to the Super Bowl. I would go, damn, wow, I would root for them in the Super Bowl. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't. Because I think first things first, go to the postseason, have some success, run into those 49ers, and then come back better next year. It's progress, folks. There was once, I was going to call him a wise man, but he was did illegal things on the street. He said, hey, make your next move your best move and everything will be smooth. The Lions got to think about their next move. Keep it moving. You're on the right path. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we'll talk about some coaches not on the right path. Don't move.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com.
One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel,
you'll hear real horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.